Triple M News.
Good morning, I'm Rob McLeod. Catholic school administrators and unions are still at loggerheads, with union claims that staff could be locked out of schools if they fail to reach a new wage deal by the end of business tomorrow. Thousands of staff members, including those at 9 Gold Coast schools, have been taking part in work bans and 30-minute strike action for the past few weeks. The state's Catholic school employers confirmed on Friday that if negotiations are not finalised by midweek, they can exercise their right under the Fair Work Act to withhold payment if employees aren't carrying out their full duties. Workplace injuries cost Gold Coast companies more than $50 million each year. That's according to new statistics from the Workplace Health and Safety in today's bulletin. They show more than 5,700 claims are made in our city each year, worth an average of nearly $9,000 each. Injuries from lifting heavy objects is the most common, followed by trips or slips, while the most injuries occur in the construction industry, closely followed by manufacturing. If you've ever been caught out by autocorrect, you might understand how the Department of Main Roads is feeling today after stuffing up a huge new sign on the M1. A local has snapped a photo of the sign at exit 79 with Mudjerbar spelt incorrectly not once, but twice. State government has since promised to fix the mistake, with workers already pulling the sign down overnight. 'Tis the season for giving and putting smiles on faces. While many of us are busy shopping and planning things with friends and family, for some it's a more difficult time. The 2019 Mayor's Christmas Appeal has been launched, and we're being encouraged to donate unwrapped gifts like toys, books, movie vouchers and gift cards. Mayor Tom Tate tells us where our gifts will go.
I'm reaching out to you to dig deep for the Mayor's Christmas Appeal. We've got Paradise Kids. The kids have been traumatised, whether loss of parents and the like, and also friends of dignity, domestic violence. They are children, unfortunately, in those circumstances.
Details and donation points can be found on Council's website. The Gold Coast Titans have secured AJ Brimson until the end of the 2022 NRL season. New coach Justin Holbrook says AJ is only going to get better.
36 first grade games and he's only 21, and the improve in his game is going to be massive, and it's great for myself to be a part of that, and really exciting for our club.
And Red Bull's Shane Van Gisbergen has taken out the Barry Sheen medal as the supercar's best and fairest driver this year. He finished runner-up to fellow Kiwi Scott McLaughlin in the Drivers' Championship, winning 5 races this year. And get more news on demand by downloading the app via your smart speaker or at our website.